reflect the views of WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, call 518-828-0290 or email info@wgxc.org.
One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One way or another, I'm gonna win you. I'm gonna get you. One way or another, I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna meet you one day, maybe next week. I'm gonna meet you. I will drive past your house, and if the lights are all down, I'll see you around. One way or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you.
Hey, good morning, world. This is Bill Lawrence from the World According to Lawrence here on Tuesday, January 21st at the Hudson Studio in Columbia County, New York. I'm Bill Lawrence. I'm your host. This is our 11th show, believe it or not. And maybe for some of you, 11 too many, but we're trying to do our best here. But in any case, I'm a Greene County legislator. I represent the town of Carroll on the Greene County Legislature. There are 14 of us. I'm one of those 14. I was a school teacher. I taught chemistry and physics at the Carroll-Durham School District, and I've been retired for almost 10 years now. That's also hard to believe for me. In any case, the show we are currently broadcasting is based on my own beliefs and opinions, as well as those of people that I talk to. It's a mix of music and commentary, and we just hope you enjoy it here in cold January, as it is for the year 2014. Now, my partner in crime and also my good colleague is Deb Kamica, and she's here to give you some disclosure about her interest in public broadcasting. Deb?
Good morning. So I work for the Carroll Public Library, and I'm also on the Radio Advisory Council. Bill and I have been working on the show, as he said, for about 11 months now, and we're still looking for input and feedback, so feel free to contact Bill. He'll give you an email address.
Yeah, my email, if you have any questions or comments or concerns, is, I've got to remember what it is now, it's wblawrence65@gmail.com. wblawrence65@gmail.com. Send us an email, whether you like the show or hate it, and maybe give us some constructive criticism. And maybe once in a while we have a few contests here. We hope that you will participate in that. We've given away a few prizes, which have been won by people who do listen. And today our topic is going to be twofold. We're going to present the topic of New Year's resolutions, which is the big factor for many of us at the beginning of the year. January 1st, of course, is New Year's Day. Everybody makes a list up, and then by January 3rd, it's usually been destroyed. But we're going to try to give you some of the more popular ones set to music, so to speak. And the other particular day of the year that we're interested in this week is Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up on February 14th. It comes up before our next show. So for those of you that are going to fall in love on Valentine's Day, we want to make sure we give you some highlights and opinions before that day comes. In any case, we are dressed to the hilt today because it is a combination of New Year's resolutions and Valentine's Day. I'm in a tuxedo with a nice little bow tie, clean shoes. Deb's in a gown. She went dancing last night and she kept it on all night long. And she's going to, we're going to be dressed to the hilt because we want to celebrate in style with the first show of the year 2014. And we're going to start by doing some resolutions. The resolutions I made before the end of the year, I put this together on December 31st. I wanted to see what the more popular ones were. And, of course, the number one resolution on every popular list is losing weight. because in America we are a bunch of fat bodies and we tend to eat too much, not exercise enough, and say that we're going to go on a diet next year when the new year comes around. In any case, losing weight was my number one choice because even though I'm not really overweight, I'm not obese, I do want to make sure that I stay as trim as possible because I have a lot of running around to do and I don't want to be out of breath and or looking for food. Deb, what do you think about that? You think that's the number one resolution?
Well, according to the list that I looked at, mostly online, one was from a psychology journal. Lose weight does seem to be number one. I think we're pretty fortunate that we have so much good food that that has to be a concern.
Right, so much good food or so many fast food restaurants to participate in. And, of course, the other part of that, which is another New Year's resolution probably, is to get into better shape. But for now, we're going to concentrate on losing weight. And for that, we have a little song here from Tina Turner. And here she is right here. That was Tina Turner. I don't want to lose you. I don't even want to say goodbye to the extra weight that I carry around. And unfortunately, that is so true because when I get into a exercise regimen, I really hate it because exercise makes me very tired. And of course, that's the only way you're going to get in shape and lose some of those extra pounds. So I have to try to say goodbye to these few extra pounds I have. I want to thank Thanksgiving and Christmas for that. In any case, I'm going to work on it for the rest of the year. I'll let you know how I do. I started out with I knew what my weight was at the beginning of the year. I'm going to see what it is every month from there on. All right, we're going to jump right to Valentine's Day, of course. We want to keep the two of these going simultaneously. And Valentine's Day, Deb and I broke down Valentine's Day into several sections. The first, of course, is Young Love. And we're young, in school probably, on the play, somewhere in the playing field or somewhere in the play yard. We find that perfect couple or the perfect match for our personality, and we may fall in love. It might be an older woman or a younger woman, an older man or a younger man. In any case, that first love is very important. I think it's the one we remember along for a long, long time until we meet the person that we eventually marry. In any case, young love, Deb, what do you think? Have you been in love when you were younger?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure I got my first marriage proposal when I was in kindergarten.
A kindergarten marriage proposal. Now, isn't that nice? Of course, the schools would ban that today. They wouldn't want you doing that in school. In any case, my first love was a girl who lived up the street, and I don't think she even knew I existed. However, I was in love with her for a long time until I found somebody else to give my attention to, but that took a few years. In any case, for young love, many of us do it for physical attraction, and I think we can say it best with Donna Summer right here. That was Donna Summer with the song Hot Stuff. Of course, when Deb got her proposal in kindergarten, I don't think he was thinking she was hot stuff. However, when we get into middle school and high school, we tend to look at those physical attributes with pretty much a keen interest. And of course, we all think we're hot stuff somewhere along the line of our lives. And I think she summed it up best with the fact that we sort of strut around at times. As you get older, you begin to realize you're not so hot and that maybe you were thinking wrong about yourself. In any case, there's always that perfect match for everybody out there. All right, back to New Year's resolutions. Number two on my list was volunteer to help others. So I'm losing this weight, and I'm going to, as I lose it and I'm running around exercising, I'm going to try to help others do the same thing. Maybe it's to lose weight or to get them through a trying time or to find out if they can get a better job. I mean, this is all part of the situation with helping others, is to give them a helping hand, a lending hand. And Deb, what do you think? Is that number two on the list? I know we did this separately. Yeah. We each looked up our list.
Yeah, and interestingly, we got some items that were the same and some that were different. And number two on the list that I picked up on was getting organized, which is something that I need to do.
Maybe I can help you get organized. See, I would do.
Oh, yeah,
you could get organized, and I would do my function of helping others. All right, so helping others, we're going to play a little song here by, if I can find it. Hold on, here we go. That was, of course, Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Waters, which if you're going to help somebody else out, help them get over some troubled times. Maybe the troubles are not as big as others, but any bit of help that you can offer them, I'm sure, will be deeply appreciated and part of your New Year's resolution, okay? All right, back to Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, of course. Young love, you're in love, you fall in love, but you can't do much about that because you're too young to do anything about it. You get old enough, whether it's middle school or high school, and then you have boy meets girl or girl meets boy, and of course there's a note passing and the rumors and the whispers to your friends and hoping that you intersect somewhere during the school day where you can see or talk to the person that you're very, very concerned about. And this is probably the, for high school, it's probably the better part of the day is trying to get that person to notice you, to take an interest in what you're doing, and maybe eventually to go out. I'm trying to remember now, when I was younger at that age, I went out, I think we went bowling, we played billiards, maybe we went to a movie. Of course, that's always a big thing, a movie. You take them to a movie, you just have to sit there next to them, you don't have to say much. And, of course, the movie does all the work for you. So it's a perfect vehicle for dating, I believe, right? Deb, how about you? How about Boy Meets Girl? How'd you meet your boy?
Well, not sure which boy you're talking about, but
any boy, young boy meets girl.
I think, you know, young, middle school, you know, early high school, before anybody's driving, that the big thing was to go to the basketball games.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, for me, not so much for the games, but afterwards there was always a dance, and, you know, that was always fun for me because I really enjoyed dancing. And you know, you always kind of hope that the guy you have a crush on will ask you to dance. I'm not so sure we girls really ask the boys too much, though. Maybe so.
Yeah, I know. Going to dances, most of my dancing experience, I sort of sat around the outside ring there. There were a few very brave couples who did dance and a few boys who did ask girls to dance. But a lot of us just sort of sat there hoping that something would happen. I don't know exactly what, but the dance was kind of a stand around and watch everybody else dance. Now, when I met my wife, which was, I was just out of high school, I believe. She was working for a grocery store. I think it was called the Giant Markets. And she was one of the produce cashiers. And, of course, I took a strong attraction to her right away. She was still in high school. And I think she was in her last year. So she went to a different school. So there was no chance of me meeting her in my school when I was in high school. Although I did going out on dates, there was just no chemistry between, and I like the word chemistry because I was a chemistry teacher, but there was no chemistry between me and some other female in high school that was long lasting. But when I met my wife in the Giant Markets, that attraction was, what do they call it, love at first sight. In any case, that is the boy meets girl section of Valentine's Day. So you're young, you get older, you fall in love. Boy meets girl, you might not fall in love, but you'll certainly be attracted. So we're going to talk about Deborah's dance here, and we're going to play this little song for that event.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart,
oh,
don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but
yes,
don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone,
can
he take you home? You must tell him no.
Cause
don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me.
All right, that was Say the Last Dance for Me. And as Deborah pointed out, after a basketball game, and at least in our day anyway, there was always a dance after the game just to get people to co-mingle and have a good time. And my recommendation to all you young people out there, if there's any young people listening to this show, is to learn how to dance. It's a great way of getting to know people. It's a lot of fun. And it took me a long time to realize that you can't just sit around the edge of the dance floor as a wallflower and expect anything to happen. So get out there and learn to dance and meet some girls or meet some boys. Women, females are better at dancing. I think the males are. They're a little bit more extrovert. They're more of an extrovert when it comes to that. So congratulations to them.
You know what, Bill? Dancing is a great way to lose weight. So
there you go. Back to resolutions,
kind of,
right?
Kind of fun kind of exercising. little dancing.
So there you go. You could lose weight by dancing. And if you show somebody else how to lose weight, you're fulfilling your second one of helping others. So with it, see, it all fits in together. Life is a one big puzzle. All you got to do is put it together. All right, we're going to be back to resolutions. And, of course, another big resolution of the new year is to quit smoking. For those of you that smoke out there, it's a good idea to quit because, believe me, it's nothing but, in the end, it's nothing but problems for you, whether it's breathing or other ailments. And, of course, it's not very good for those of you that might live in the same house as a smoker. And I know it's a tough addiction. It's a tough habit to break. But we got to you got to try it every year. You got to try it 100 times if it takes 100 times to do it. I know there are people I've known that use hypnosis, and sometimes that works for them, sometimes it doesn't. Some people use cold turkey. They just go right off it and stay off it because they got strong characters in their personality. Some people will use the patches because the nicotine patch helps them, but it's a very important resolution. And, of course, I think you know smoking in the United States has been cut considerably. The biggest age group using cigarettes now are teenagers. It's unfortunate that the parents are quitting, but the teenagers are starting.
How the heck can they afford it? Cigarettes, I think, are...
They're like $10 a pack.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, they probably get it from, you know, their parents, and they pretend they're going to use it for something else, or they get it and they share it. I don't know. I mean, it's an expensive addiction, yeah. And I think it's worth quitting. So we're going to... play this little song for those of you that may still be addicted. Think about this now from, if I can find out where it is. I just lost where I was. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back for a minute. We'll be back to smoking in a minute. So take a smoke break.
Well, you know what's interesting, Bill? On my list of New Year's resolutions, not my personal list, but the list that I found that was, I don't know, some study that was some psychology journal did. There's actually number 9 on the top 10 list is fall in love. So I'm not sure how making a resolution to fall in love works, but falling in love, I think, is probably a lot of fun and healthy and.
Yeah, I might also point out that love is an addiction too. And I don't want you to quit love, but I do want you to quit cigarettes. And Deb has also found out that both of these topics, resolutions and Valentine's Day, were originated in the same era, right? The medieval times,
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, I didn't know about the New Year's resolutions. Apparently, the knights used to take a vow to affirm their commitments to their ideologies, their ideals. You know, and then that was a time period where this whole idea of courtly love became popular.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the thing about courtly love is that it generally didn't occur between the husband and a wife. Oh. So a little bit odd there, but... You know.
Sometimes it still doesn't.
So. There you go. And St. Valentine, apparently there's were two saints, Christian saints, and nobody seems to be quite sure which one was responsible for the current holiday, but at least one of them was put in prison for performing weddings for soldiers who, for whatever reason, had been forbidden to marry. So he married people, and he got arrested and died on February 14th, which is how that day came to be. Valentine's Day is important to me as a day because my daughter was born on Valentine's Day.
So medieval starts, and we don't know if smoking was a problem back in the medieval times. However, I'm sure some things were burning, probably your hut. However, we're going to play a little song for those of you that are trying to quit smoking. Here's a good reason to quit. Not that song, this song. Not that song either. I'm really screwed up here. I'm just trying to figure out where it is. It's number, okay.
You know, Bill, while you're looking at that, I just, something while I was doing a little research on the resolutions, I don't usually make too many, though this year I thought I would make one to try to be on time, but something like 45 to 50% of Americans make resolutions. But of those people who actually achieve them, 39% of people in their 20s achieve them, but in people over 50, only 14% of people achieve them. So the dedication to achieving the resolutions seems to waver a little bit as we get older.
I think so, because I think we tend to think that we're set in our ways and that there's not much that's going to change us at this age. So we think about it, but we don't do it. All right, I'm sorry. We're going to go back to quitting smoking. I think that's where the topic was. Quit smoking. Here's why. And I'm sure there are people watching you too as you smoke. Of course, it's not politically correct to smoke today, and it's not allowed in most public places. It's not allowed in most restaurants or bars. It's pretty much you're doing it in your house, and I wouldn't doubt that somewhere along the line they make that illegal as well. So for those of you who want to avoid being arrested for smoking in your own house, I suggest that you do a New Year's resolution and quit.
I remember even in the 70s, going into the hospital and people sitting in the waiting room smoking, and, doctors would be in there smoking. So it's kind of a whole other world now when it comes to cigarette smoking.
Yeah, I mean, you used to do it everywhere. It was kind of, if you watch the old movies, you see everybody in the movie smokes, and of course they smoked in every place they were having a scene. And, of course, now today's the smokers are usually the guys who are the black hats, the bad guys. So we're going to see that smoking is sort of taken on an evil connotation with Hollywood. All right, we're going to go back just quickly to Boy Meets Girl. Boy Meets Girl, of course, you know the Boy Meets Girl part where you save the last dance for me. Well, here's the other side of that story. And, of course, this is my story as well. Thank you.
this land of broken dreams. I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind, maybe. The roots of love grow all around, but for me they come a tumbling down. Every day heartaches grow a little stronger. I can't stand this pain much longer. I walk in shadows, searching for light, cold and alone, no comfort inside, hoping and praying for some. What becomes of the brokenhearted who had love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind. I'll be searching everywhere just to find someone to care. I've been looking every day. I know I'm only following. Nothing gonna stop me now.
Okay, that was What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. I've had that happen to me many times in high school and beyond. However, sometimes you get a broken heart, not because you're in love with somebody, but for other reasons. And happens in families, happens with every particular couple. But hopefully we can mend that. And again, our New Year's resolution, remember, is we're going to help others get through those hard times. So if they're brokenhearted, and people do have troubles with their chosen mate, and I think sometimes a friend can help them out. And we're going to continue with our list of resolutions. Number one, we'll lose weight, volunteer to help others, quit smoking, and our fourth one is to get a better education. Of course, that resolution is a little bit more time-consuming and maybe expensive in some cases. However, it doesn't always have to be at a college or a university. You can do it by self-help. You can take classes that you wanted to take, like play the piano or some sort of musical instrument, right?
You can, or you can go to your local public library.
Your local public library is a perfect place, the perfect venue to find out something new. And the librarians will take whatever time it takes to help you find that chosen path. But education is a very important aspect of human endeavors. As a teacher, I have a deep appreciation for education and a deep appreciation for teachers who put us on the right path to success. So this is going to be something that I think we want to promote in everybody, is to get a better education or get more of an education through some means or another. In that respect, let's take a listen to this.
I pick up my money, head back into town, driving across the Waynesburg County line. I got the radio on, but it's just killing time. Working all day in my daddy's garage, driving all night, chasing some mirage. Pretty soon, little girl, I'm gonna take charge. Two.
get up every morning, go to work each day, but your eyes go blind, your blood runs cold. Sometimes I feel so weak, I just wanna explode. Explode and tear this old town apart. Take a knife and cut this pain from my heart. Try to find somebody, there's a song by the start. Oh, God's heart makes me howl, but I understand if I could take one moment into my hands. Mr. I am a man, and I believe in a promised land.
All right, that was Bruce Springsteen and, of course, the E Street Band, and that was The Promised Land. Of course, with a good education, you can reach the Promised Land yourself, and again, you don't have to go to college or to a university. You can do it in a number of ways. Helping oneself is always an important part of that, and reading, of course, keeping track of things on either television or the movies, or going to your public library. You can learn something new every day, and I think that's a good resolution to fulfill. All right, back to Valentine's Day. We talked about young love, boy meets girl. Now, of course, the most important part of Valentine's Day and probably life is falling in love with somebody else. And again, they say that the emotions and the feelings of love is the same as eating lots of chocolate. Now, I don't know which one you prefer. However, falling in love is a very deeply emotional aspect of human life. And it's unique. It's unique among all the emotions that we have, I think. And for many, it's long, long lasting. I mean, myself, I've been married for 45 years, and that's a long time to be married to the same woman. I'm sure she thinks it's far too long for her. However, I do my best to keep that love going. And I would suggest the same for you. And if you've been in love and you know what it's like, we're going to play a little song here. I think we'll fit the bill if I can get the right one this time. Here we go.
All you have to do is touch my hand to show me you understand, and something happens to me that's some kind of wonderful. Anytime my little world seems blue, I just have to look at you, and everything seems to be some kind of wonderful. I know I can't express this feeling of tenderness. There's so much I wanna say, but the right words just don't come my way. I just know when I'm in your embrace, this world is a happy place, and something happens to me. There's some kind of wonderful. Just gonna come my way. I just know when I'm in your embrace, ooh, this world is a happy place,
and something happens to me that's some kind of wonderful, some kind of sweetness, some kind of warm eyes, some kind of soft sight. Lord, it's some kind of wonderful.
Okay, that was the Drifters and Some Kind of Wonderful. And if you've been in love, you know it's the most wonderful feeling in the world. And of course, we hope it lasts you your entire life. And if it doesn't, try to get back to that. Make it a New Year's resolution to get back in love. As Deb said, falling in love was on her list of the most often picked resolutions for Americans for the new year. All right, getting to resolutions now. We're going from a better education to a better job. And again, as a person who's had many, many jobs, worked in liquor stores, bartended, delivered mail, delivered checks to the Bank of America. I mean, I did everything because you want to get the money, of course. You need money to survive. But you want to find that job that you're happy in. I mean, working is one thing. Working and being happy is another thing. So getting that perfect job, of course, depends a lot on you as a person and depends on your education, depends on some, you know, good fortune. And whatever it is, keep striving for that best job. I mean, Deb, you found your best job, right, as a librarian?
It's a pretty cool job. I've had a lot of jobs. I think I counted once 21. Maybe this job is 22. So kind of feel like I keep evolving in terms of my career. But I've been at this one longest. Before this job, my average was about 4 years at any one location.
Yeah, and there's no shame in doing jobs that maybe most people wouldn't want to do. I think it's a good learning experience, whether you're a waiter or a waitress, or whether you have to, I used to clean out chicken coops when I was younger because I wanted to make a few bucks. Whatever it takes, you got to do to survive, and then you try to find what's the best course of action for you as a person who wants to be employed for the future. So you find that career you're happy with, and I happen to have found it in teaching, and I still enjoy it, still think about it, and been out 10 years and it's still top of my mind. So for those of you that are going for a better job and have a job maybe you don't like right now, this song is for you.
It's been a hard day's night and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel
okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right.
Okay, that was the Beatles, of course, and it's been a hard day's night. If you are working the night shift, you know that is often the case. And I worked the night shift. I used to make antennas. I'm going to break this all down because I tend to forget those jobs. But I used to make antennas for Channel Master, and I had a night job, and I would work from 10 o'clock to about 6 o'clock in the morning, doing the same job over and over again, pressing two buttons and punching two holes in a tube. And then I would move that tube out of the way, put a new tube in, press two buttons, punch two holes in the tube, and move that tube out of the way. You don't want to be into that kind of job for the rest of your life. Get out of that assembly line production.
Yeah, I did it. I worked at the American Thermostat Factory, and I was so incompetent that they gave me six different positions, and I couldn't really do any of them and quit in embarrassment after 2 weeks.
That's pretty honest of you, because I guess not everybody can do every job, and I guess we need people that can punch two buttons, put two holes in the tube, and move it on.
But the second part of that is I was only 16, and I thought, why am I working here when I could be outside swimming or, you know, hanging out or whatever.
So you went, you got a better education, right? Yes, okay.
Well,
right.
It was good money, it seemed like, at the time. As I recall, $90 a week or maybe 98.
Yeah, I remember I worked at a gas station. I was making, I think, $40 a week. It was a lot of money at that time. However, in any case, we're back to Valentine's Day and love. And, of course, now we get serious. We boy meets girl. They fall in love, and now they get serious. And they get married, maybe. I mean, they don't have to get married, but often that's a good outcome. And then the things between them go on and on. It grows between them. They raise a family. And I think this is best summed up in the following song, because this really is what love to me is all about right here. Okay, that was Barry White, of course, and You Are My Everything, and I think that's hopefully true between married man and married woman to each other. And we're going to get to the end of our show here. We're just going to do a couple more resolutions, or another resolution, of course. We said lose weight, volunteer, help others, quit smoking, get a better education, get a better job, and, of course, to get fit. There's nothing like being in good shape for the rest of your life, and that takes some doing. It takes work. And you got to be disciplined enough to stick with it. Running, walking, doing exercises two or three or four times a week. Maybe playing some tennis or some other sort of sport that you can do on a regular basis. But I think it's important to stay active. I think it makes you healthier, makes your mind work better, and all those other things we talked about today will sort of fit into place once you start doing your regular exercise regimen. All right, and of course, the song that goes along with this is this little song right here. That was Pretty Woman by Roy Orbison. And of course, Deb and I could not find a song called Handsome Man, so we would have played that for the other sex as well. But in any case, getting fit, staying in shape is an important part of my New Year's resolution, and I think it should be of yours as well. And as we leave this particular day, Tuesday, January 21st, for the record books, Deb and I do want to wish everybody a happy new year and make sure that try to live up to your resolutions as best you can. Valentine's Day coming up in February. Try to find that true love of yours. If you have one, congratulations. Try to follow through on some of those promises you made to that person. And Deb, you got anything to suggest for our audience before we leave?
Just, you know, I hope we all have a happy and healthy new year, and stick to whatever resolutions we can, and not beat ourselves up for those that we can't quite accomplish.
All right. And going out on my wife and my song, our theme song, we call it. Here it is. It's the Turtles.
Think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.